The problem is 5 tips on how to avoid negative thinking and be more positive by Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. A favorite phrase of a close relative is, "But the problem is," no matter what you mention or bring up, they come back with a negative comment. Even if I said, "The sky is beautiful," they would come back with, "But the problem is." Do you have any friends or relatives like this? On the other hand, could we all be guilty of this negative thinking? We live in such a negative world. The news is so negative. How many of us become angry after watching the news? All of this can drag us down and put us in a bad attitude. We can start to think that everything in life is negative. Dealing with issues in our own lives only compounds this negative thinking. So it is easy to think everything is a problem and not solvable, and we can lose hope. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, "When we meet real tragedy in life, we can react in 2 ways, either by losing hope and falling into self-destructive habits, or by using the challenge to find our inner strength." We all have to work to change our mindset. How can we change this mindset of doom and gloom? Instead of thinking everything in life is a problem, we can look at events as challenges to solve. Here are some tips that will help. Number 1, be thankful. Gratitude can be an incredibly powerful and invigorating experience. Says researcher Jeff Huffman, "There is growing evidence that being grateful may not only bring good feelings, it could lead to better health. When you get up in the morning, start thinking of things you are thankful for, like a nice warm bed to sleep in that you just got out of. For me, I hate ugly, gloomy days. However, I could approach it another way, by thanking God that the sun will come out tomorrow. You just feel better when you have an attitude of gratitude. Start your day with gratitude to God. Think of at least 3 things when you get up in the morning that you are grateful for. It will make a difference in your approach to life. Being grateful relieves stress, reduces depression, changes your thinking, and opens the door to possibility. Number 2, take on a solutions-based approach. Instead of having an attitude that everything is a problem, turn your perspective around to look at the positives. See the upside of everything. Having a positive mental attitude is asking how something can be done, rather than saying it can't be done, Bo Bennett observed. Avoid thinking of saying, "The problem is." Number 3, question your thoughts. Ask yourself, are my thoughts on God or on Satan's ways and influence? Are my thoughts of courage to solve the problem and knowing there is a light at the end of the tunnel, or of defeat? Are we making mountains out of molehills? Take control of your thoughts. Replace them with a positive, encouraging approach to life, knowing that everything can be solved with God's help. Number 4, bring positivity into someone else's life. So many are going through so many trials right now. We must refocus our thoughts away from ourselves toward others by giving them kind words of encouragement. This will change your whole thought process. Be kind and helpful to others. Be an encourager as Barnabas was. His name in Hebrews means son of consolation, or son of exhortation, son of comfort. The world needs more people like Barnabas, and we all can easily fill that job. Number 5, instead of being negative, take your problems to God. God cares so deeply for us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14, New International Version. Notice God will listen to you and bring you out of captivity, even captivity from negative thinking. Why? Because he has hope and plans for you to bring good in your life. This far exceeds anything that we could be going through at the present. You cannot fully wrap your mind around God, so better to fully wrap God around your mind. James Randall Robeson. God wants you to be happy. Put away the attitude of always saying or thinking, the problem is. Replace this mindset with a positive mind of knowing that you are a child of God, and he can help you through anything. Keep your mind focused on God all day long with gratitude, while helping others. Look for positive solutions. Replace negative thinking with positive thinking. Take control of your mind by cleaning it immediately from negative thoughts. Replacing your mind with godly thoughts and promises. The Apostle Paul told us how we should think. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians 4, verse 8. I do not see the phrase, "the problem is," in the Bible. When you look at your problems, always be looking for the solutions and stay close to God. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.